that quickeneth the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
You ought to be tired of the preacher playing games with you. Then they told you that the church needs something in the building committee, and then they go outside and they got you barbecuing on the church ground. And then they went as far as they got you selling donuts out on the main thoroughfare. Come on, people. Read, please. I got to finish.
And cunning craftiness, yes. Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Well, they lie in wait. They land waiting on you. Just like the cowboy. They're going to dry gulch you. You know what dry gulch is? Huh? Bushwhack. Dry gulch, you're going to drive by, and they waiting. The preacher say, let them drive by. Let them get in church real good. Then you call them out. Yea, the Lord say, God say he want to bless you, brother. But God say, in order to bless you, I want you to give a sacrificial offering. Where in the word of God did the apostle ask people to give a sacrificial offering to be blessed? We just done been carried back into deep jungle stuff. Oh, I can hear. Come on down. While it's hot, it's real hot. Give me a $100 line, a $50 line, a $25 line. God got a prophecy for you, $1,000, and God will prophesy that he'll save all your children. And you running down here to that old liar. Then I've been to the mountaintop. Negro scared to take the incline of Stone Mountain. They don't want to fly. I fly away, oh glory, fly away. You ain't going to fly because I ain't going to buy him no ticket. You can't go on vacation, but he can go on vacation. Let me finish. Matthew 7:15-16.
Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall
Jesus speaking to those that's following him. Let me turn and look at it too. Matthew 7:21, get your Bible preachers that done been in seminary and sat under that old false preacher that can't tell you the truth, won't tell you the truth. Preachers, folks say God called them to preach. And they won't even get on a man of God. Read again.
Not everyone that saith unto me. Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
But he that doeth the will of my Father.
Okay, now, not everyone. The homosexual, the lesbian, the cigar sucker, the thief. People say, oh, I want to do God's will. But not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But who?
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
I need to answer you an honest question. Be honest with me. A man that say he's a Christian and shacking up, is he doing the Lord's will? A woman that say that she's a Christian and shacking up, is she doing the Lord's will? A woman that say she's a Christian and dressing with too tight stuff that you can see all her playtex and all her ballet, you're not doing the will of God. And then when you sit down, you steady pulling. I heard my daughter say today, the lady was coming out the restaurant and she was pulling. Megan said, she ain't got no more cloth to pull. Then when you move and jump and you bouncing and you got just a little rump roast back here and your clothes jumping, and I can see your pink underwear because you ain't got no slip. A disgrace. See, we don't talk about, see, they call us the clothesline church. Oh, but wait a minute. When I hear the word of God said, there appeared a man that came to the wedding feast and he had on the wrong garments. So I guess they were concerned about how you dress coming to the feast. And they say, cast him out. Yeah, we're going to preach on clothes. And we're going to preach on eating. We're going to preach on fasting. Go up to verse 15.
Matthew 7:15.
Yes.
Beware of false prophets.
Beware. And if you don't know what the Bible say, you don't know one when you see him. So keep listening. I'm going to tell you. Read.
Which come to you in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, they come saying Jesus is Lord.
But inwardly, they are ravening wolves.
Inwardly, they just want to eat you up. Read.
Ye shall know them by their fruits.
Yes.
Do men gather grapes of thorns?
In other words, what are their fruits? It's their works and what they do. These Negroes will see a snake crossing the street walking, and they'll turn around and go the other way with a stick in their hand. They won't even kill it. They ain't going to say nothing to sisters coming in church. Go around looking at our churches now. Men sitting in church with a big bonbon on, got two on the side, directing the choir with a ponytail. Oh, they sing. I seen West Angeles Church of God in Christ, and I seen the one up there in Chicago. Men got ponytails and everything down. Oh, they just singing. Who you singing to?
Amen.
Ye that bear the vessel of the Lord must be clean. You ain't no faggot clean.
Amen.
You are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you would do. The word of God said he was a liar. Wait a minute. From the beginning and abode not, he didn't even live in the truth. The word of God said because no truth was in him. So that's who you're following? I can sing whatever song I want to. It didn't say I couldn't sing a song. It said you and your father. If Jane Cleveland was the biggest fag that was out there, guess what Jane Cleveland is now? In hell. Is Aretha Franklin sang on both sides the trees, both sides the fence, in the church and in the nightclub? Guess where the lady of soul is now? Ain't none of nobody's words can put her in heaven.
Amen.
Get right with God and do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross where he shed his blood. Get right with God. Get right with God. Then I come to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear from beyond my head, the Son of God is calling, and he walks with me. God ain't walking with no drunker, and he talks with me. He ain't talking with you laying in bed with that woman, and he tell me I am his own. You don't belong to God. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Look how quickly David find out that he wasn't walking with God. And when the man of God come to you, you want to fight him. Read, please.
Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit.
Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit.
But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
Notice what it's saying. If you are a good preacher, you're going to bring forth good fruit. Read.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit.
If you are a good, saved, sanctified preacher, you can bring forth good fruit. You cannot bring forth evil fruit. Read.
Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Neither can a cigar sucker, a liquor drinker, an adulterer, a faggot like preachers coming out talking about I've been like this. Amen. And they coming out of the closet, but they not getting on the altar. Amen. And then men are running up, hugging them, and then the women back there, you tell it, man, you tell it. You and your past on your way to hell. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You bisexual man, you in the pulpit, talking about God understand. Yeah, you know when God looked down through the scope of time and he saw man in sin, he said, I got to get them back to me. And he sent Jesus down through 42 generations that men might be saved. John looked up, baptized, and that John looked up and saw Jesus coming and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. God don't leave you in sin when you get saved. Stop lying on God. Stop lying on Jesus. Stop lying on the Holy Ghost. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Where do you think you're going to be cast? Jesus left a way out for us. You better find that way out. Who got my scripture? WRESTLE. Russell.
One in Genesis or Ephesians?
One in the book of, in the New Testament. Second Peter 3:16. Let's read it. Because you've been sold a bag of lies.
Second Peter 3:16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood.
As also in all his epistles, speaking of Paul, read.
Which that they are unlearned and unstable rest.
The people that are unlearned and unstable rest, read.
As they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction.
They rest this away from you unto their own destruction. Saints of God, don't let people take God's word away from you. They don't care nothing about you. They'll destroy you. Understand that God word is sacred, and that's where you ought to live. That I know that God's word will see me through. St. John 9:31.
St. John 9:31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners.
For we know that God heareth not sinners. People say, I'm a sinner, but I pray. Stop praying, sinner. Amen. Preacher, stop telling the sinner to pray. One prayer he can pray. One prayer she can pray. Lord, be merciful unto me and forgive me. Read.
But if any man be a worshiper of God.
If any man be a worshiper of God.
And doeth his will.
Yes. You know, are you doing God's will?
Him, he heareth.
God say that's the one he'll hear. Matthew 22:29. 2 Corinthians 2:17. And I'm finishing.
Matthew 22:29.
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto them.
Yes.
Ye do err.
You do err.
Not knowing the scriptures.
Saints learn the scripture. Read.
Nor the power of God.
Some of us don't realize that we don't understand the power of God. That's when in the church they tell you that when you get saved, you get the Holy Ghost. Boom. That's a lie. When you get saved, now you're ready for the Holy Ghost. If they need the Holy Ghost, if they were saved and had the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't have had to be in the upper room. Then in Acts 19, ask, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They say, we have not heard whether there be in the Holy Ghost. We just saved in. What baptism was you baptized? We baptized under John baptism. He baptized unto repentance. But then there come one after John. Come on, folks. Come on, catch up with what's going on. 2 Corinthians 2:17.
2 Corinthians 2 and 17.
Read it real slow and loud.
Yes, sir. For we are not as many.
For we are not as many. We are not the majority.
Which corrupt the word of God.
Which corrupt the word of God.
But as of sincerity.
Yes.
But as of God.
But as of God.
In the sight of God, we speak in Christ.
We speak in Christ. You know something? Ain't going to be but one kind of people in heaven. Everybody ain't going to heaven. So many people going to hell, and you know what? God went back and renovated hell. He said, you know, I need to go back and rearrange hell. Get ready for some of you false preachers out there. I know you're mad, your blood boiling, and you say, I got to figure out how I'm going to stop it. But you can't stop this in a snowball. They tried to burn it up. They couldn't burn it up. When Jeremiah wrote the letter and sent it in by his right hand, Baruch, and sent it to the king, and they read it, they tried to hide it, and they said, you won't kill us if you tell us. They gave it to the king. He took his ink horn pen and cut it up and threw it in the fire. Baruch went back and told Jeremiah, God said, write it again and add more to it. And if it bothered me, I add more to it. Who do you think you are? 2 Chronicles 7:14. I said I was through, but I'm not. Read, please.
Second Chronicles 7:14.
Get Jeremiah 3:22. Read, please.
If my people, which are called by my name,
yes,
shall humble themselves.
God got some people out there. Come on and get yourself back humble.
And pray. And seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways.
Okay, people that say you're people of God, you got some evil ways. People looking at you. God say, come on, change your ways so I can use you. Read.
Then will I hear from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And will forgive their sin.
God say, I forgive your sin. Who he's talking about, God say, I got some people that's sinning. Read.
And will heal their land.
God say, you got a land that's need healing. Your land, your children might need saving. You might have a problem in your neighborhood. God said, get yourself right so I can deal with you. Jeremiah 3:22.
Jeremiah 3:22.
Yeah.
Return, ye backsliding children.
God say, return.
And I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art of the Lord God.
2 Peter 3:9.
Second Peter 3:9.
Yes.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness.
Yes.
But is longsuffering to us ward.
Yes.
Not willing that any should perish.
Not willing.
But that all should come to repentance.
Yes.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Yes.
In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise.
Who pass away with a great noise?
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Yes.
The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Yes.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Read.
What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
How should your holy conversation be? We done played church too long. You done went to church and saying, what a friend we have in Jesus. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. And you ain't even in the neighborhood yet. Let me read you something. 2 Peter 2:4.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned. But cast them down to hell.
Yes.
And delivered them into chains of darkness. To be reserved unto judgment.
Wait a minute. Read that again.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned.
Angels that sinned that were kicked out of heaven.
But cast them down to hell.
Cast them down to H-E-L-L.
And delivered them into chains of darkness.
Now they have been held with chains of darkness.
to be reserved unto judgment.
God said, I'm going to hold you until judgment. No, the word of God says some man's sins go unto them judgment to be judged later, and some they come after. God say that some are in holding cell. Read.
And spared not the old world.
Yes.
But saved Noah, the eighth person.
Yes.
A preacher of righteousness.
Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He did what God told him.
Bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly.
Of the ungodly. Everybody not here, not going to heaven. Read.
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
And turning the cities of Los Angeles, Atlanta, Hollywood, Reno. Read.
Into ashes, condemned them.
Yes.
With an overthrow.
Yes.
Making them an ensample unto those.
All the homosexuals. All the laws that have been passed for you. What's going to happen to that little paper when they throw it up before God? Going to burn it up in the hand that signed it. Read.
Making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly.
So we should read the word of God and see what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. God said this is just an example. This is just a pattern of what's going to happen to all of those faggots and homosexuals in cities. This is what's going to happen to you. Best go read the Bible. Who's on the Lord's side? Read.
And deliver just Lot.
Those that are saved, sanctified, living after God.
Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked.
Their conversation is nasty, and God called them wicked. Read.
For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing.
We see what they do, and we hear their conversation. Read.
Vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds.
With their unlawful works that they were doing. Some of us live next door to some of them. We won't even witness to them. Some of them won't even tell our children they need to be saved. They'll stay around with us with their nasty deeds and what they're doing. Let me tell you something. When my son got a girl pregnant, I put him out. He can come visit, but he couldn't spend the night. Read, please.
Verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations.
Are you godly?
Read. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
Yes.
But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government.
Let me finish. Verse 19.
While they promised them liberty.
The corrupt preachers, because we're talking about false prophets, they promised the ungodly that you're going to make it, going to be okay. God ain't going to send you to hell. What the preacher name from Tabernacle over there? When they be doing their little dance, and all, you can dance just a little bit. God ain't going to send you to hell. You lying one of you.
They themselves are the servants of corruption.
Yes, the preacher are. Read.
For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage.
Read.
For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world.
If you have come in and been saved, got out of the world through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, read.
They are again entangled therein.
You done backslid and back in this stuff again, read.
And overcome the latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
The word of God said your last end going to be worse than the beginning, read.
For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
It's been better. For you have known the way of righteousness.
Then
it would been better that the homosexual didn't know that it was better. The lesbian have known it was better. Then to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Here it is. It's in the Bible. Read, please.
Then after they have known it.
And
turn,
after you have known it.
To turn.
Turn.
From the holy commandment.
Turn from the holy commandment.
Delivered unto them.
Delivered unto you. Here the book is. Get rid of your NIV. Pick up the KJV. I ain't no KJV owner. Be what you want to die and go to hell. Read.
But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb.
Yes.
The dog is turned to his own vomit
the
again.
The dog is turned. You know, you know what happened when a dog is turned to his own vomit? In other words, what made you sick and churning on your stomach, you upchuck it. You vomit it up. Then the word of God say, the dog is turned to his own vomit. And what do? You turn around, it makes you sick, and you eat up the vomit that you just regurgitated. You know liquor is killing you every week, and you go, you get sick, you lay in that hole, and do everything, and you go in the next week and do the same thing. And what it say about the sow?
And the sow that was washed to her wallowing.
Clean up a pig. Read.
In the mire.
What the pig gonna do? Run back to it and mess up again. You gonna listen to some preacher that's gonna tell you against God's word? Oh, I feel my help coming. I'm almost back where I need to be. Then I can start there and I can go a little farther. See, I took a big joke when my wife passed. God has given me my freedom back. Mourning is over. You think you're going to get by? You ain't going to get by. I ain't going to get by. The wicked shall be turned into hell, Psalm 9:17. And all the nation that forget God, the homosexual nation forgot God, the lesbian nation, the lying nation, the number playing nation, the widget board nation, the Mason nation, the Eastern Star nation, you're going to be turned into hell. The Seventh-day Adventist nation, the Mormon church nation, the Jehovah Witness nation. Get out of my face. God don't like ugly. I'm not such a right saying very little pretty because he made pretty. God don't care nothing for you. Oh, I'm pretty. God said, I know I made you and I gave you your Coca-Cola shake too. And I can take it away and give you a top of cola shake. God bless you. Back to the Bible. Amen. If you want to get in touch with Back to the Bible, call Pastor Wright. 770-270-1136. That's my cell number. I keep it with me. One lady called, and she said, I'm going to call this preacher. I'm going to see if he's going to call me back. 404-518-1532. 404-518-1532. Call me. I'll call you back. I'll talk to you. I lead you to the Lord. I ain't going to argue with you. Because it ain't going to change off the air or on the air. The scripture's still the same. Malachi, I'm God and I change not. Therefore, you sons of men, that's when you're not destroyed. God bless you. May heaven smile on you. Cut us all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
To the Words of Life radio ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
Glory FM, your family radio station in North